Welcome to Hot Wax Album Reviews. I'm John the Rock Doctor. These are excerpts from reviews I've just published online at gonzookanagan.com. The purpose of this podcast is to let you hear some of the music I'm talking about, a cut from each album. This way you can decide if it's worth adding to your collection or playlist. Well, let's get started. My first review for today, Resurrection from Mike Zito. It's on Gulf Coast Records and Hillside Global, and it gets 4 stars out of 5. If you're in the mood for ballsy, hard swinging blues guitar, you won't find much better than Mike Zito's latest album. After the year we've had on planet Earth, I believe we all need a rebirth, Mike says of the spirit evident in Resurrection. It has a rock and soul that will touch anyone that gives it a listen. This is as much rock and roll as it is the blues. Key cut, Damned If I Do. It's Mike Zito on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
My heart in your hand.
My next album review is Relish by Dave Cowles. This is on Gulf Coast, and it gets 5 stars out of 5. I hope you're ready for a heavy dose of real He-Man blues guitar, because that's just what Dave Cowles has in store for you. Relish is Dave's debut album, produced by his longtime friend and Gulf Coast label chief Mike Zito, and it's a bulldozer of a record loaded to the nuts with cocky swagger. It's one of the most exciting records of the year. Key cut, Roots 666. Here's Dave Cowles on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
I was driving down a lonesome two-lane highway in the night. In the middle of the desert, I ran an old broken stoplight. When all of a sudden, I see headlights on my trail. I had visions of some small-town sheriff hauling me off to jail. But she suddenly appeared to me and tattooed on her lips. In dark black ink red, welcome to 666. I tried to outrun her, but I couldn't pull away. I hit the brakes, skidded sideways, and turned the other way. I saw her looking at me as I passed her by. I swear I saw 1,000 years of evil in her eyes. She suddenly appeared again, and the words came from her lips. She said, welcome, friend, we hit the road, 666. And headed back for the way that I came. When everything was foggy, it just didn't feel the same. I gripped my steering wheel so tight, my fingers were turning purple. Then I saw that broken light and realized I was driving in circles. She suddenly shot in front of me and I swerved my car and flipped. She said, no one ever exits off 666.
Next, Life in the Pond from Roger Chapman. It's on Rough Records, and it gets 4.5 stars out of 5. A new solo album from this veteran of the British blues rock scene is cause for celebration. Life in the Pond is his latest musical adventure in a 4-decades-long solo career after starting out in 66 with the Farinas, who changed their name to Family before moving down to London. And it's a solid record, rough around the edges in the way that I really like, and it gives you plenty to think about. Key cut, Naughty Child. Here's Roger Chapman on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Me like lions, lit up my childhood days, showered me with reasons to follow in their way. Breaking bread with angels, tuned to rock and roll, 8 miles high with the birds. City. Orleans, T-Bone Walker, Tony Dragon. I'm on that mystery train. Walking on water, shooting the breeze, painting the town red, a wicked old dream, dancing the devil, rolling crooked dice, fallen angels in a paradise.
Apostate by The Marigold. This is on Coffin and Bolt Records and Golden Robot Records, and it gets 3 stars out of 5. With a band name like The Marigold, this album comes as quite a shock. A moniker like that suggests airy-fairy folk pop, which is why this sat untouched in my downloads folder from its April 23rd release until now. Apostate is not light and polite. It's a punishing acid trip of dark, doomy sludge that you will either connect with or not. There is no halfway or middle ground with this one. Key cut, The Pledge. Here are The Marigold on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
We'll be right back.
My next album review, and now pay attention to this one, What Knob Don W7 by LMNOP. It's on the Baby Sue label, and it gets 3 stars out of 5. Here's another creative outlet for Don W7, the man behind the Baby Sue comic strip, website, print magazine, and music label. What Knob is a bizarre and mildly entertaining pile of songs, catchy, kitsch pop rock, likable, and seemingly pointless at the same time. This is a reminder of the simple pleasures of rock and roll, but it's hard to take seriously when you get the feeling that the artist doesn't take it seriously either. This is enjoyably insignificant. Key cut, Milkshake. Here is LMNOP on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
Somewhere out there, you'll find your own. Another home you don't care. Wait there, and there won't be any more. There's no more, that's what he said. Wait until your mommy's gone. I'll see you so long. When you're lying in your bed, so still and so dead. Hear how discounts can't be applied. They won't fly somewhere else. Change for the milkshakes. One day we may remake a way. You don't say, I can't see ya. Someday there may be a better way. Another way to just pull through. Where the pause ends. Wait until your mommy makes one for the cupcakes. When your daddy's water breaks, thanks for the milkshakes.
My final review for today is Finally Feeling Young by Sam Robbins. It's on the Music City label, and it gets 5 stars out of 5. One of the problems with writing album reviews, and it's a nice problem to have, is that I'm sent far more material than I can possibly deal with in print. This disc has been sitting untouched since May, and when putting this week's column together, I thought, this has been around for a while, maybe I should give it a spin. Sorry for the long wait, Sam, but you know what they say, better late than never. Finally Feeling Young is one of the most enjoyable singer-songwriter records I've heard in quite some time. Maybe I needed to wait for a time when I really needed to hear these songs and what Finally Feeling Young has to say, and that time is right now. Key cut, Addicted. Here's Sam Robbins on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.
Maybe I'm addicted to you. Maybe I'm your friend. Maybe I don't quite know what I'm feeling yet. Maybe I'm addicted to you. Maybe it's just a game to keep my mind preoccupied with a familiar. But every girl walking down the street looks the same to me. I can't say that I expected that. Every time I walk downtown, I get stuck trying to figure out how to make every good thing last. Maybe I'm addicted to what I have. Maybe I'm addicted to you. Maybe it's not fair to build you up so high in my mind that you'll never get there. Maybe I'll end up like a vinyl record with a human heart. I'll pass through 1,000 hands till someone buys me as wall art. But every girl walking down the street looks the same to me. I can't say that I expected that. Every time I walk downtown, I get stuck trying to figure out how to make every good thing last. Maybe I'm addicted. What I have, I take it everywhere. I take it everywhere. Maybe I'm just scared. I won't be the same without her there. Maybe I just don't know how to want you. I don't know how to want you. Every girl walking down the street looks the same to me. I can't say that I expected that. Every time I walk downtown, I get stuck trying to figure out how to make every good thing last. Maybe I'm addicted. What I had,
that was the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, come find me on my John the Rock Doctor Facebook page. Many thanks to everyone that sends me the cool music I come here to tell you about each week here on the podcast and in my column at gonzookanagan.com. See you next week with another Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.